y'all. Welcome to Life Unfiltered, Heal That Shit, where we are taking everything we learned in 2024 and amplifying it for a new year of transformation. This is not just a podcast anymore. This is a revolution in healing. Whether you are a longtime listener or this is your very first episode, get ready for some life-changing conversations.
We've learned something powerful over the past year. When we share our truth, we give others permission to do the same. We have created this space for the truth seekers, change agents, and anyone ready to do the work. Because let's be honest, real change happens when we stop hiding and start healing.
So whether you're here to work through your own journey or learn from ours, you are in the right place. We're about to get real, get deep, and most importantly, get results.
So buckle up, strap in, grab your favorite drink, and let's heal this shit together.
Amen. So my name is Kim Berland, and I am an educational advocate, activist, consultant, visionary motivational speaker, virtual producer, network executive. I am the founder and visionary of Mind and My Black Ass Business, as well as Intuitive Melanated Life Coaching, where I help people deepen their relationship with God to understand their unique design and purpose in order to positively impact the world. I am also a professional frolicker. I currently live in Medellin, Colombia. And tonight, I'm one of your hosts.
Hey.
Well, I said tonight. This afternoon, this morning, whenever you're seeing this, I'm one of your hosts.
Yes, indeed. Come on. All right. And cue air horn.
Very good. Very good.
I got to figure out a system about the right. Sound effects.
We're all getting right. It together.
Yes, indeed. My name is Bianca Goolsbee, and I am a digital strategist, a consultant, an education activist, and a certified snitch.
Snitch.
Yes, indeed. I'm an investigator and a receipt collector, so please put some respect on my name. And I'm the founder of Teaching for the Culture, where we transform, we empower, we advocate, we coach, and we heal. Yes, indeed. I am also an intuitive melanated life coach and a digital nomad currently traveling and working wherever there's Wi-Fi. And currently my feet are planted in Lima, Peru. My purpose is to empower others to find their own path to freedom and fulfillment. Yes, indeed. Well,
cue the air horns.
Bam. Oh, here in this space here. We operate by three keys, okay? Okay, it's accountability, transparency, and integrity. And it seems that there are some people that are having a very, very hard time identifying with these three words, but that's okay. We're here at Heal That Shit to help because we're in this together to help everyone heal. Okay, so before we go further, we want to make sure that we're clear about expectations, what you can expect from us, and what we expect from you. What can you expect from us to honor the three keys? We're going to keep it real. We're going to speak freely, and we're going to cuss if and when we feel like it. So I'm telling you this. So if you have little listeners, you might want to have some AirPods, some headphones, maybe not. That's your business. And what we can expect from you. Hate speech and hate comments are not welcomed over here. We proudly serve in the Block and Be Blessed ministry. Amen. So that means that you need to engage with intention or be escorted to the block pew. We want you to go on this journey with us. We're not the experts, but we are facilitating the conversation. And we want you to participate in this journey and bring people with you because together we're committed to doing the work to heal.
Amen. So we do have some quick updates. I've been realizing more that we have to kind of teach people how to interact in our spaces. So we do this every time, but I want to like do it with intention and making sure that you all know how to interact with us. So if you, well, a couple things. One, because we are recording this live, we have our Patreons here with us and people are able to be in the behind the scenes access and get to see all the bloopers and all of the things that happen as we be trying to get our shit together. Okay. So that's the first thing. If you are watching this during the premiere, please find your way to the live chat, because there's people in there. We talking, we watching with you, right? So you can talk to us during the time. You can comment, you can ask questions, you can put your own sauce on it. Like, we're having a live watch party, if you will. Now, if you are watching this after the live premiere, no worries. You can still go comment. Every time your heart feels led, just go ahead and make a comment and we will be there to respond. All right. So that's the first thing I wanted to say, just to get that out of the way. Also, when you see us out here in these digital streets, one of the ways that you're able to practice this right now is to use our emojis. So we have a collective emoji that we use here for this space for our Heal That Shit community. And that is the heart with the bandage wrapped around it. So we are actively thinking about how we're healing our hearts and healing our souls and healing our brains. So that is the emoji that represents that. So you can go ahead and drop those into the comments right now. Again, whether you're watching live during this premiere, whether you're here with us live in the studio, or whether you're catching this afterwards in a replay, drop the emoji. Okay. All right. Then we also have individual emojis. So my emojis are the sunflower and the crayon. Yellow is my favorite color. It brings me joy. It reminds me of the sun and to remember that there is always light at the end of the tunnel, if you will. Sunflowers also represent invisible disabilities. And as someone who is neurodivergent and who lives with different things like anxiety and OCD and ADHD and like just a whole host of alphabet soup over here, I am fiercely becoming a mental health advocate for people who carry those disabilities that may not necessarily be able to be seen. And the crayon, because there was a time in my life where my life was very black and white, and I made a conscious decision to color the fuck out of my life. Insert said crayon. So I am coloring in the lines and being very intentional about curating a life that brings joy and really feels like that springtime, summertime, festive type of situation. Those are my emojis. Tell them yours.
Well, my emojis is the teddy bear and the hands that form the heart. Okay. Teddy bear. I'm a teddy bear. It's teddy bear season, baby. Okay. I have a lot of love to give and a lot of love to receive. And I love being loved out loud. Okay. So also with the teddy bear, don't push it, because sometimes you'll get a grizzly bear and that's not what you want in your life. So you got to be very careful what type of bear that you're dealing with. So be kind, be nice. The bear will love you. Otherwise, I don't know what to tell you. You're just going to get the smoke. Okay. Anywho, the hands that form the heart. Kim, 3 years ago, today, I walked out of the hospital at TGH after having my heart reconstructed.
That's huge. That deserves some applause or something. I don't have no buttons over here that I could press, but that feels like that needs some kind of celebration.
You know, I'm going to save some of it for the transparency moment, but the hands that form the heart is so important to me because of my story with my heart and different elements of my heart. And so I'm just here to just uplift the people that give love, receive love. Love is the highest frequency. And my story is powerful, and I'm going to continue to speak my truth and to encourage others to speak their truth.
Period and point blank. So I also want to remind you all that we have a website. It is called WeHealedThatShit.com. On our website, you are able to listen to episodes as well as get connected to us, our newsletter, all of the things that are there. I also want to remind you that we are streaming on both podcast platforms as well as on YouTube. So if you're watching on YouTube, we also audio over on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, all the things. If you are listening and you want to come and see us and hang out with us, go over to Heal That Shit on YouTube, and there you will see our lovely faces. All right. Cool. So those are the announcements. Let us get into our spirit check for the day. And our spirit check is when we take time to actually intentionally think through how we are feeling and, you know, answer that with intentionality and emotional integrity and all of the things. So the way that we do that is using our heal that shit gradient kind of a situation. And it's not always a gradient, but we have, what do I want to call this? Our scale, maybe I'll call it. And this changes each week for how we utilize the scale, but I want to describe it for those of you who may be listening and can't see. So there are four different colors, and each color represents a certain way that you might be feeling. Green, I'm absolutely wonderful. Life is great. Blue, I'm good. I don't have any complaints. Purple, I'm okay. Things could be better. And yellow, I'm not doing so well. I need support. So we are going to model what that looks like and how we respond to that. We also invite you to respond either in the chat or leave a comment explaining to us about how your spirit is feeling today. Okay, so you want to go first or do I go first? I feel like I went first for like explaining things last time. So maybe I'll go first for this part and then you can do your transparency, your how you're feeling, and then go just right into the things. Okay, cool. So today, I feel like my heart is definitely very solid blue. Bright solid blue. There is a purple border. You know, I love me a border with the gradient in too. So I feel like it's a purple border. I'm okay. Things could be better just around the border, but the main of the heart is a solid blue. I'm good. I don't have any complaints. And, I feel like there not necessarily are, maybe it's like glitter. I was going to say it's not necessarily like sparkles of green, because when I say sparkles, I kind of see it sporadically, but I feel like there's maybe a green overlay of green glitter. So not light, like you can see the blue through it, but it's kind of like dusted and green glitter that I'm wonderful and life is great. The main heart is blue, strong blue. And then around the perimeter is that purple. I'm okay. Things could be better. Yeah, that's what I'm feeling.
Okay. How my spirit? Right now in this current moment, I feel like I'm a solid purple heart. But I also see that there are blue and green sparkles that are infused in this very solid, deep purple heart. I'm okay. Things could be better. And there's aspects where life is great, but then also I'm good and I don't have any complaints. So it's like the infusion of it. But yeah, it's definitely a solid purple and it has the sparkles of the green and blue sporadically throughout the entire purple heart.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So again, you all tell us in the chat or in the comments where your spirit is feeling and describe it however you want. If gradients don't resonate with you, you can use stripes and polka dots, quadrants. It really doesn't matter. But take a moment to actually let us know what that's looking like and sounding like for you. So get into the things. What's going on?
I think that you were supposed to go first this time for a transparency moment.
That's not the truth, because I went first last time. I'm almost certain of it.
Okay. I was like, all right, Kim gonna do her transparency moment. That gives me time to get my things together. Okay, I see how you did that. No worries. No problem. Okay.
You trying to stall for time. That's what it is. I can go first if you need me to, but no, it's your turn to go first.
What the hell? Oh my God, no way. Yeah, yeah.
Let me lubricate. Okay.
Same.
Poof. First, I want to start off by saying that I had such an amazing experience getting my locks done in Peru. And it's not that many people that can say that they have touched my hair and have been in my hair in that way. And to feel so safe and seen with having locks out of all styles in a different country where my primary language is not their primary language, and to have the results that I have, he was able to repair locks and damage that I had in my hair and was able to crochet and make things together that I thought that they were just going to be cut.
Wow. Where did you find him?
I found him on Instagram.
How did you get to him on Instagram?
Great question. So at first, I Googled different locticians in Peru. Then I saw a list. And then based off that, then I started to look at social media presence, and I used Instagram as the platform to search. And so then I was able to see different videos of different people's shops and what it looks like. And so the aesthetics of the shop, beautiful, like art everywhere, pictures just of famous people and just culture was there. The seat
was people
very...
you recognized, or were these Peruvian people?
They were famous people that I recognized too.
Like whom?
Like Lauryn Hill, Biggie, music, culture. There was like wall art that I didn't recognize, but I was like called to like wanting to see what it is and like wanting to go there to see what were all the things that was on the wall that was shown in the videos that he was making, which the videos that he makes are spectacular. At first, I didn't know what he was saying, obviously, because it's not my primary language, but the platform does transcribe and provides captions. So I was able to capture some of that. And then I just knew that this was going to be the person that I wanted to work with, just following intuition. And I'm glad that I did. Because he has became family and has connected me to learning more about the Afro-Peruvian culture that is here, that exists here. And I got to eat with the family and got to meet his two children and his wife. And again,
oh, wow.
Just like meeting family, building connections and meeting people. Mm-hmm. That was such an amazing experience. So once I got my hair done, there was a whole different type of demeanor that I had because my hair was done. My locks tight, right?
Not and then that I got my purple out on bag. People after you get your hair done. Then you like, you thought I was Bianca. You used to call me Bianca. Now they call me Patty B. Or what have you. Like, you just morphed.
Purple. That. And I'm on it. I'm on that type of time. Okay. And so that has been such an amazing experience that I just want to just highlight and share with you, friend, that finding people on these internet spaces was had a whole consult with them about how they can grow their business and using Google My Business and my approach of finding them and how other people can find them and ways that they could set up a scheduling process to make things more automated so it doesn't delay the time when people are booking appointments and like helping them and pointing them to the tools that they can do to use. Like, it was amazing. And that was a great experience. So I did post some videos up and it's gotten people to talk about it. And I feel really, really good because my hair is done. And so I'm popping my shit. So as I'm popping my shit, it is so interesting that once you start to feel better because of things that change, like your hair gets done or you have a nice outfit or you've you know, appear that you slimming down, like just how it's such an ego boost and how you like had this momentum going. And I had shared with you in the previous couple of episodes that there was just this fire that has been lit up under me because of my health scare with my pacemaker data and the glitch that occurred. And like that fire is still lit, baby. But now that I got my hair done, flaming hot, baby, flaming hot. I want all the smoke. If anybody want it, okay?
That's what it is, that you got your hair done. And so the power lies in the purple and blue locks with the fresh retwist. Is that where that unlocks the next level?
That's it. It gotta that's be. Because there's nothing that nobody can say to me right now. I am so sorry. I know I look good. And even though there's people on the internet calling me a fat ass, I did a walk today. I walked my fat ass and I did my power walk today. And it felt good to do my power walk because it has been almost a month since the last time I did it. And the process of me walking, seeing the neighborhood, recording, editing, posting it for the podcast player, literally in steps.
Was this your first walk in Peru?
Yes.
Okay.
Like an intentional workout type of setting. Now, I've been seeing different places and in that, you know, you got to walk to see things, but actual, let me, you know, put on my Apple Fitness and let me hit the button. And
time. This was your first time. Okay. So it felt how to be back?
I feel like I'm still processing the feeling that I feel, but I definitely know that there's this confidence that is back. I feel like there was some hits that happened to my ego and my confidence with things happening, and now I don't feel those deficits anymore, if that makes sense. Like, I feel very much whole. I feel very much seen, very much loved and supported. While I wish some factors and some things would be different, overall, I'm standing in my full power. I'm standing in and speaking my truth and not caring who has anything to say about it. Like I said today, this morning, I'm not sugarcoating shit. And I mean that.
I heard you. I said, ooh, I was listening to it. I had it on, so I wasn't actively looking at it. So when you said it, I said, ooh, okay. Don't sugarcoat shit then. I'm here for it. You know, I love it.
So I've really been feeling really good since I got my purple hair back. So with that, I've started to really grind out on these projects that have been sitting in the back burner for some time. I have my Speak Your Truth ebook that's coming out on July the 1st, and I'm really excited to share that with the people. I've been working, and you know, I've been working on this particular ebook for years, and I would get caught up in the creation process. And a friend of mine, very, very close to me, was like, you were trying to work on version 2 when version 1 isn't done yet. And so that was the realization of the mental blocks that happen in the creative process, that we want to make things better before we actually do it. And then when we try to make it better, then we stop the process of actually doing it because you're trying to make something better that's not done yet. And done is better than perfect, and perfect doesn't exist. So like, continuing to remind myself of these things so that I can produce and I can post and I can show up, because I have a lot of content. I have a lot of things to say. And clearly, based on what my community say, that they need some more things. They looking for it to come back. So
well, yeah, the people say they ready for the morning tea and allegations. Apparently, you know, when I tab, so it, a few competing thoughts, sorry, that just all came into my brain at the same time. But this time of year in 2020 was mad crazy. So like all of those memories and stuff are coming back up in the memories of your shows and like things that were happening during the time. And so it's interesting that just as much seems to be happening, because when I tapped out, I was done. Like when I tell you, when that's what I need y'all to understand about me. When I say I am done with something and somebody, they are dead to me. I'm not checking in. I'm not doing none of that. Right. So I ain't checked on Tampa. Since once they was like, we don't want you to say nothing. We don't want no worries. Y'all got it, right? But I have seen a couple of posts that you made in passing, and I was just sitting here blanking, like, oh, okay, this is interesting.
It's so much more. Because what you're talking about with Elvis and the stuff that's happening in that situation, what I didn't mention was that when he stole that money from the government fraudulently with them PPP loans and got that house in Texas, And some parts of this story I'm clipping out, and you just have to be live to hear it, right? So that's just where this is going to be. But I just tell you, the way that people like to show their hands around here and act like people ain't going to say nothing, and I've been telling people that I'm a snitch and that I don't care, all the smoke, we going to talk about it. Because why y'all keep playing games? And people have been enabling that behavior for so long. And time's up.
Girl, we got to ask around. This is why I'm big on leaving reviews. There really should be reviews for just people. I'm so serious. I be needing a review to be accurate because people be lying. I need reviews and references.
Because
this is why we got the Google people. That's the other thing. And when I be telling people to Google me and people be like, you being so, no, go Google me and see what you find. Go do it so that you'll already know who you dealing with. This is why you got the Google people. Because if she would have done the Google searches, girl. Oh, man, that's messed up.
So I'm just going to share my screen, and just so that you can see what I'm talking about. This is the GoFundMe that I was referencing. And this is the house.
Child, when I tell you, you've said this many times about when you go about something in a dishonorable way, and that's how you get it. That's how you lose it too. I sure hate it.
Also, those PPP loans that he received was in the name of a Kojic church. So he had named his church, and it was as if it was affiliated with Kojic.
Mm-hmm. And
his church is not affiliated with Kojic. Mm. And he had two different locations on SunBiz, which he paid the reinstatement fee to be able to procure the PPP loans because they were inactive prior to him receiving the PPP loan money. So the receipts add up, and he is going to be held accountable. And when you run for public office, you open yourself up for public questions. And there are now questions as to now you've rebranded and have a whole new business entity for the church, removing Kojic. And you've now placed it under the name Senior, because now you're proud to be a senior because you got a little junior now. Mm. And all of that is going to be stripped away. Because you out there at the Gucci store buying outfits and buying people cars and buying property and all of that type of stuff. So I hope people ask questions, as I've been asking for years, about this money and what information did he have to tell the government? Because what paychecks was he protecting?
It is really not worth it to operate without integrity. I remember when during that time, because of course I was in Tampa and it was a lot of people talking about getting the PPP loans. And I had gone on to the site and I was just like, I don't know if I really qualify for this. I was like, I feel like technically I could, but also do I really? Like, and it just felt like, I'll figure it out. Like, I don't want to say something that's not really what it is. And then they come tracking me down. Like, I'll figure it out. I'll just figure it out. That's interesting. So how does it, you know, cause you never have to go looking for things. Like, things just find you. So how does it feel, you know, in your new hair don't care era, in your bitch I'm back era? How does it feel that things are still happening and it's stuff that you have been talking about for a long time? Because I feel like for me, I just wanted to have all the I told you so's. Like, I'm really in my I told you so era right now. Like, ain't y'all not been listening to me? I've been saying this on these people internet for a long time. And now you're seeing it. I told you this, right? That's how it feels for me. But I'm just curious, what does it feel like for you?
I don't like being wrong. So but in that, it is so wrong what's happening, and the accountability not matching and people not exhibiting transparency and moving with integrity, that it is sickening. It's sickening. Like, it's sickening to see my bank account balance and see how this MFer done lied to this government, got a whole bunch of money, done did all this type of stuff. And there's people that's like struggling just to get by and is just trying to make it. Like, that's sickening to me. Mm-hmm. It's, I don't want to beat my chest and be like, but also wanting to be like, But I told you though, yeah. Like, so it is a mix of liking to be right, but also not liking the circumstances right. To where I'm right. Like, it was like the intuition and feeling that I had before I checked my ex-wife device. Like, I knew that what I was doing was wrong, but had I not did that, I wouldn't have known the truth. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to be right in what I found, but mm-hmm. my intuition and my spirit was telling me that there was something going on. Like, it's a dagger. You don't mm-hmm. want to be right in certain situations, but right. also I don't want to be wrong either.
Yeah.
So I just hope in all of it that people really be paying attention to what folks are saying and be mindful of the intentions of how people are coming to say things, because like I said earlier today, you might not like my delivery. You might not like what I said. Hell, you might not like me. But the essential question I always want people to ask when they are reflecting on something that I said is, did I lie? Because I'm going to provide a receipt every time. And if it's my opinion, I'm going to state it as such. There's going to be a clear difference between this is my opinion versus this is fact. Mm-hmm. So if anything, it just adds more credibility to who I am and what I'm about. And I hope people, again, put respect on my name. Like I said in the introduction, when I said my name, because I am an investigator and I'm a receipt collector. And please put some respect on my name. Like, don't play with me. And now that my hair is tight and purple, definitely don't play with me, because I'm about it. When I tell you Petty B is back.
Lord, we've been waiting for this.
It is showtime. You hear me? It is showtime. Baby got some bills to pay, and I need to get some old stars and monetization dollars on Facebook and a whole bunch of other stuff. The time is now. I ain't playing with these people and haven't been, but you definitely ain't playing with me now, because look at me.
I had to Your name came up, of course, in my asylum paperwork because you were the one that did the interview about what happened with Schamburger. And so I had to go find the link for the video. I said to myself, man, Bianca been giving these people a break that they just don't even understand how much of a break
they don't deserve it. They didn't deserve it.
Like, and it's, I was just reflecting back on that time because here I am. This is what I said for real. I said, man, Bianca used to be a terrorist out here. Like, she did not care. Like, she was saying the things. And then I was like, bitch, you was too. Because I also was very much like, hey, this is what's happening. These are the receipts about it. Don't care. Okay. Yeah, it's really interesting to be 5 years later and the same bad actors that you were talking about then are the same bad actors that are continuing to do things. It is just, it's wild because I also had to, I was telling them about the Facebook page, the fake Facebook page. So then I had to try to find that link. And I'm like, just going through those receipts, I forget all of the things that happened during that time and just how much targeting that there was. But you have given people a break for a long, long time. For a long, long time.
They didn't deserve it. But when I tell you, the show is on because 2023 was one of the hardest years in my life. And coming out of that and realizing that life is short. Life is precious, and having subsequent people in my family just tragically just die that was great one day, and then the next day they ain't here. What I tell you, folks better stop playing out here, especially the ones that are out here preying on people, because there's a difference between when you pray with an A and when you pray with an E. And the ones that's with these E's, I'm snitching. Absolutely not. Enough is enough. Time's up. Game's up. And I have been silent and I have been very calculated with how I moved in certain things to where now, again, with my locks tight and this hair purple, who gonna touch me? Who?
They just better strap in and be ready, because also the other thing you said, if you wanted me to talk about you better, then you should have behaved better. That, like, that's the thing. So, you know, for the people who are getting nervous or you're wondering if your name is going to come up, well, how you was out here acting, because if you was doing something that wasn't right, then it needs to be talked about. So be ready. And to do your damage control or your apology tour or whatever you're going to do, I would recommend taking accountability. That's what I would recommend, taking accountability and seeing how you can repair the harm, you know, but everybody ain't on that. But, you know, you can't feel some type of way that the things that you've done are being discussed when you did them, because you did them.
I got something to show you. I just talked to her last week. She deactivated her Facebook page. I just want to scroll down.
What? Wait a minute. I need to read. Hold your thoughts.
I'll send you the link too.
A few moments later.
Oh My God. Wow. Wow. What a reminder to not put your name on nobody. What the hell? Wow. This is crazy. This is crazy. This is crazy. It's also a testament to how long people will be tracking you in the shit that you're doing and how stuff catches up. Because you thinking clearly. You said you just talked to him last week. You thinking last you got week. Away with it, clearly. You thinking that you good money. Girl, let me look in these messages and see what the last conversation that we had. What the hell? I was not expecting that. Not at all. Not at all. I don't know what to say. What is happening?
Oh, my God.
So this is why you need to be on the live in order to see these type of things. So you need to make sure that you are in Patreon.
I'm speechless, for real. What did you say? How did you find that? What? Because I would have never knew. I would have had no earthly idea at all because I don't really... I be on the internet, but I'm not really scrolling. Like, I'm not really taking in information. So.
As you had stated earlier, that things just be coming to me, that I don't be looking for it. This is another example. So on my post for mourning teen allegation and talking to the community about me missing it, one of the commenters had said, "Have I seen it?" and did a screen grab of the article, but it was no link, so I had to Google it. Well, I was getting ready to Google it, but I didn't. I then received another message from someone that was like, "Hey, have you seen this?" and actually provided me the link to the story. And I read it, and I was like, this name looked familiar.
But it's the married name. So even I don't know that I would have connected that.
No, because we had a conversation last week and she told me that she was there.
Yeah, wow.
So I was like, hold on, wait a minute. So then I go to my messages and I was like, okay. June the 11th. I receive a message from her and said, "Hey, Bianca, hope all is well. I have a question for you."
This is wild. This is wild for real. And this happened in 2020 and 2021. And it's just now, 4 years later, 5 years later, catching up. It's hella articles now. I just Googled the name and I'm like, wow. Wow. Girl, I was not expecting you to say that at all. I didn't have no expectations, but I definitely wasn't expecting that wasn't on the bingo card. The hell? Wow.
So to sum up my transparency moment, people like receipts don't. And at some point, What's done in the dark will show up in the light. And while I have my own things that I need to deal with, the one thing I will say is that I'm very honest and accountable about them. And I hope that others will do the same, because it will catch up. And I'm in this season where I'm unapologetically snitching, and I'm standing in my power and advocating for others to speak their truth, because I'm going to speak mine. And I'll be damned if someone tries to silence me or to try to tell me that I can't use my voice after literally posting a podcast episode with my father pushing a device so that people can hear him, having throat cancer and having his voice box removed, and having to be a caretaker of my father as he battled with cancer and lost a parent, my mother, to cancer. There is nothing that anyone can say to me as it relates to how I move and navigate other than God and the people in my village that I have in that space to help me be accountable to the things that I do and say. But it's reaping season. It's harvest season. So at this point, I hope that folks out here are sowing the seeds that they want to grow in the way that they want it to, because Saturn is about to go into retrograde and people are going to start seeing and reaping what they've been sowing around here. Let me hydrate.
Girl, I'm still in shock. Like, I am still sitting here like, when I tell you this is a reminder to me to be very cautious, even more cautious about who, because I don't even like that she mentioned my name. Like, I talked to Kimberly. What you talking about you talk to me for? Like, why you, what you trying to use me as a reference to say? And I'm so glad that the company ain't hiring, because what the hell? Girl, this is too much. This is too much.
Stuff be coming to me, man. I don't be asking for this stuff, but it be coming to me, and people want my commentary on it, so they gonna get it. You gonna hear me as I'm talking about these matters, and enough is enough. There's a lot that's going on out here. So I'm going to live life and enjoy it to the fullest. The word of this year has been fearless, and had to do a reflection on how am I showing up and if I'm operating in that. My roots tight. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me.
Wow. Well, that was a bombshell. Yeah, but I agree. I think you've given people, like I said, you've given people a long time to get their shit together and not be on the list of things that need to be discussed. So if at this point, your name is on the list, you had ample opportunity to turn your life around. You know, we could be talking about back in 2020, 2021, you was doing this, but now you done turned your life around. But if you ain't done no turning of arounds, then there is no redemption story to attach in the addendum. So it is what it is, you know? So I look forward to the return. You know, I can only imagine the other things. As you mentioned, you got message requests and all kind of stuff over there. I can only imagine the other things that are happening. So, yeah, I'm buckled up and strapped in, and I'm ready. I don't know that I'm ready, because I don't know what's finna come up, but I'm ready to find out.
How you doing over there? Your world? How's everything going in your world? Because over here, the receipts are live and popping and the block is hot. So how are you?
Yeah, it's nothing like that over here. I have just been immersed in this asylum stuff. I think we're finally ready to submit the application. And I had to review 32 pages of a narrative. That's how much information it is and was that stretched all the way back to the things that was happening in Hillsborough County, Florida. So yeah, I have been like eyes crossed, just trying to like read all the things and know that, and I got to translate everything too. That's the other thing, because it's all in Spanish. So then I got to translate it to English, make sure it makes sense. Then if it don't make sense, then I got to try to re-explain it in English so it could be translated back into Spanish so that I could then translate it from Spanish back into English to make sure that it was corrected to say what I'd actually needed to say. It's been a lot. That's definitely the purple the purple border. Is that has been a lot and has been consuming a lot of brain space and trying to make sure there's so much documentation, you know, and it's just, there's just so much. So it's like, is this, and but then also not just that, it's so much that also is so much, and how do you make it relevant for someone to understand who lives in a different country, who has a particular idea of how the U.S. operates, and help them to understand so they can help me to be able to communicate what happened. It's been a lot. So I've been deep in that. Hopefully, this part of it will be over soon. And that's the main thing I've been doing. Then outside of that, I've been coaching more and like working more and working with new teachers. So that's been nice. It is something that I enjoy, and I remember what it was like to be a new teacher because I never wanted to be a teacher. And so I definitely didn't go to school for it. So I remember what it was like being a new teacher walking fresh off the street and being like, we finna learn about science, y'all. Like, I have no idea what I'm doing. So, I'm excited about that I get to help the teachers kind of feel ready. It takes me back to when I was a mentor in Hillsborough County and I used to do a new teacher orientation. It was like the best part. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so glad y'all are here. And we really got to prep them and start them off right and, you know, get them kicked off on the right foot and all that kind of stuff. So it feels like that. So I'm excited about that. So that is happening. I've been eating, so that's a good thing, even though all of my clothes are too big. And when I say all of them, I'm talking down to my damn socks. Okay. Every single article of clothing that I own is too big for my body. So that is wild. Because every day that I get dressed, like, I'm grateful that my uniform of H&M tank tops, leggings, and H&M shorts is kind of like all that I need to wear. But yeah, I'm talking everything, bras, drawers, every single article of clothing that I own is too big.
So that deserves a round of applause. Come on, does now. It though? Come on.
I don't know about that. I appreciate it. It's not on purpose, one, but, and I appreciate that I feel better, but also that what I'm gonna put on my body is a constant thing, you know? And many of the clothes that I've had with me, I've had with me since 2020. So they're also falling apart. Because I've had them with me since 2020, you know, so it's like, damn, I got another hole in my sock, but can't do nothing with that. Got to throw those out, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, this is so interesting. So it's just a reminder, one, for how long I've been gone. Also, like I said, none of this was intentional. I'm not out here busting it down in the gym. I'm not. There are many days where I might take 100 steps. I might. So it's really not that I'm doing so much working out. It really is a changing of the environment, not like divorcing myself from all of the stress and things that are happening, such as what's happening in Tampa. But then also just choosing, my body is just choosing different things to eat and to want to eat. So I just don't have, I was talking to somebody yesterday about ICs. And because I was saying I don't usually have ice in my drinks, right? And you know that, you've lived with me. And they were like, oh, I didn't know that you didn't do ice. And I was like, yeah, if I'm using ice, there's been an incredible divorcing of thought that has happened in my brain for me to be actually be using ice, or I have made this ice in a controlled environment, so I know that the ice is all right. But other than that, nope, I'm not using ice, right? So they were like, oh my gosh, I love ices. You don't like ices? Just the thought of having an icy with all that damn syrup made me want to throw up. And it's crazy because, yeah, I used to love ices and snowballs and like all that kind of stuff. I used to love those things. And now I just don't want them. There's nothing in me that perks up and is like, ooh, let me go have straight sugar syrup. Like, nothing. Nothing in my mind says that, you know, so a byproduct of that.
Oh,
is,
hell no.
I also, you know, I'm eating a lot of more just natural foods, and I'm trying to be very cognizant about the types of processed things that I eat. And even realizing what that means, you know, for things to be processed. So I've really been like down these rabbit holes of food and food preparation and food distribution in the U.S. and how the U.S. destroys farmland and then just replaces it with this food that they're calling fortified, and they just slapping labels on it and telling you it's so healthy and it's not, and like all that. I've been on that deep and tough, but it's also led to me cooking more. So really being intentional about the things that I am preparing. And maybe last week I was like, man, I'm eating a lot. Like, because, you know, for a while I was only eating once a day. So then it's like, okay, I've mastered that. Okay, I'm eating at least once a day. Then it was like, all right, let me try to eat twice a day. So then that kind of started picking up. But last week I felt like I was like eating. And I'm like, you all right, girl? What's going on? You know, why are you eating so much? But then also, maybe I need to eat so much so I can fit these clothes so I ain't got to buy no new clothes because all of my damn clothes too big, you know? So it's kind of just a back and forth like type of situation with that. I am still very grateful for the quiet that is here. Most days I just really have the opportunity to focus on my routine and get myself together quietly and peacefully and in my own time. You know, I've shared many times the way that I wake up is like this. It is very, very, very gradual until the afternoon. And then it's like, okay, I'm up, you know? So I have the ability to be able to give myself the chance to do that. And honor the way that my brain needs to wake up and my brain people and all that kind of stuff. And just figuring out how I want my brain to operate in this season right now. I feel like there's a lot that is on the horizon that I'm not quite sure what the lot is, but there's a lot, you know what? Side note, girl. Why I got a voice note earlier today, since we sharing tea. This kind of threw me a little bit because I was like, but let me pull it up. Okay. Once again, shameless plug for why y'all need to be on the live. So that was the message that was sent with love. And I thought it was interesting because, to your point earlier about how this is a season of reckoning right now, in a season of people being held accountable and people seeing the truth of things that have been happening for long times and like all this kind of stuff. And it also reminded me of how many people make assumptions about shit that they don't know, even though you have tried to give them copious amounts of information, receipts, X, Y, Z, A, B, and C, so that they understand. But people still choose to follow whatever bias that they have within their own minds and then use that as a way to judge and blase skip and what have you. And I just thought that was really interesting, one, to confess it and send this unsolicited because, okay, girl, I don't know what you want me to do with that, but thanks for sharing. But also, just because you don't understand somebody else's situation does not mean that the situation was not harmful the way that the person said that it happened, just because you can't relate and you can't understand, you know? And it's unfortunate because what happens is when you judge people, you then soon wind up in a situation where you are being judged or you are being harmed because you judge somebody else instead of being curious about what happened to them. So we really have to honor people's lived experiences, especially when people's lived experiences are backed with receipts. Like, honor that. Just because you don't get it don't mean that it didn't happen. Just because you don't get it doesn't mean that it wasn't harmful, you know? So I thought that was real interesting. And then, yeah, I know I'm a child of God and I know I can have what I want. And also, I'm going to talk about what the journey actually looks like. So thanks for listening, you know? So that just happened this morning. So I'm curious about your thoughts.
What I will say is that I'm intrigued on how do you respond to that? Or do you even give it a response?
I have no response to give. So I don't even have anything. I don't have anything to say in response, because even the "I'm sorry you had to find out the hard way," that's me in my smart ass mouth, because I am sorry you had to find out the hard way. But also, girl, what the fuck? What? It was just very odd. It was just very odd. And again, this is somebody that I have had a relationship with. I've coached before. I've mentored. So we've had a relationship. But also it's a reminder to me, and this is kind of like the consistent reminder that has been in my head, especially now that I've had time to kind of get away and be quiet. You don't really be knowing people. You be thinking you know people, but you don't really be knowing people. And like yourself, a lot of people think that they know me. And I try to be very intentional about introducing people to the new version of myself, because don't come at me stupid. Like, just like the same way that you done saved people a lot of smoke over these past 5 years, the level of silence that I have chosen, y'all want me to be quiet. You want me. I promise you want me to be quiet. You really do. So don't come sending me unsolicited shit for me to have something like. So I'm going to just have to let her have that, because I can't, I'm not even tapping into or entertaining that energy. Cause girl, I don't even know where your head is at. You sound like you're all over the place. And I'm not with that right now. So thank you for the times and whatever, but I don't, what? What?
Why you woke up this morning and decided to say all-time high. Audacity.
It's odd. So that's what I've been doing. I've been peeping. I've been peeping shit. I've been, you know, kind of like just like that. And also, let me distance myself from that. Let me unfollow that. Nope. I'm not doing that. And not that I'm trying to curate this world of like this insulated world of rainbows and unicorns, but I definitely am very intentional about how I want to give people space and access to my life and to my energy. So people be moving funny and you be thinking you know people. That has been my biggest lesson from this. You be thinking you know people and people be doing funny acting shit. And I just don't want to have those kind of people around me or attached to me. I really, especially a lot of the attachments that I had living in Tampa, I'm good on most of those. There's probably a handful of people, maybe five people from the Tampa era that I consistently like reach out to and check on, and like we have reciprocal communication or what have you. But other than that, I'm good. Y'all just act like you didn't know me, okay? Just And they do it anyway, because when they be having interviews and shit and the people ask them if they know me, they be like, I don't know, Kimberly, which is a whole ass lie. But y'all just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. Because
that situation was wild.
This is a lie. So yeah, I've been minding my black ass business. That's what I've been doing.
Yes, indeed.
I have been minding my black ass business and waking up every day and appreciating this view and making my tea and having my peanut butter and jelly sandwich, figuring out what I'm going to have for dinner, drinking my water, and minding my black ass business.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what has been going on in my world. And you know, I definitely, what I had alluded to earlier before I cut this off, and I was like, there's something that, you know, is happening right now. You know, I've been talking about over this time where I've been helping people leave, and I've been like, it's the first wave of us that was like, this don't look too good, and we got the fuck up out. Then it was the next wave that kind of happened around the election time, and they were like, let me get out for, oh boy, get in office. And I mentioned there's going to come a time where it's going to be too late, and you're just going to be stuck there, and we're quickly approaching that phase of things. So I feel like a lot of my responsibility right now, and we've talked about this here a little bit, is to be helping people to understand their purpose. And that's it, because there are so many ways to show up in advocacy right now and activism right now. It does not have to be at a protest. You know, I was watching Amanda Seales yesterday, and she had Christina Brown on there. I don't know if you follow her. Do you follow Christina Brown on the interwebs?
No. Who's that?
Her IG handle is Miss X Tina, I think. But anyway, she's an activist that is on Instagram. And what they were talking about, the reason I brought it up, is what they were talking about was all the different ways that there are to be able to fight. So Christina had found a book that her great uncle published some years ago, like in the 70s. And the book was about the Black language. So he had like a whole glossary in there about like different things that we say in the Black language and all that kind of stuff. So she was reading from that book. And then Amanda had suggested to her that she do like another publishing and then add to it and like all that kind of stuff. But that is a form of activism, is to write a book about what is happening, or to be documenting what is happening through video, or to be writing articles. Like, all of that is activism, because the people in the future are going to need to be able to look back and know that we were actually doing stuff. Like, we were not just sitting here, you know, twiddling our thumbs and laying down and whatever, because I've become very conscious that, you know how they be saying we're losing our recipes? That's we losing them. Because, child, these young people, these babies, they don't know things. And a lot of times we misdirect our frustration at them when we should be directing that frustration at ourselves. Because how they supposed to know if we didn't tell them? How they supposed to know about their great-great-uncle, great-great-great-aunt, if you ain't never sat down and told them about the great-great-uncle or great-great-aunt? How they supposed to know where they came from if you not telling them where they came from? And so many people have relied on the schools to be the ones to do the primary education about who we are, and that's not how that works. That is the work you got to do at the house. So we're in a place right now where we're losing stories and we're losing experiences. So it's really important for us to be figuring out how we are going to document the things that are happening. You know, there would have been, if we didn't have the Diary of Anne Frank, we wouldn't have known what happened during the Holocaust. You know, we wouldn't have had that perspective. So what y'all doing? Get your pen, get your paper, turn the camera on, like say something, do something, document something. And you know I've been talking about documentation.
Okay.
That is our job, is to document what is happening right now and how we are showing up and the work that we're doing. So even that's why I said I'm excited about Morning Tea and Allegations coming back, because there was so much documentation that you did about what was happening during that time and the conversations that we were having. And, you know, it's a time capsule that we're creating. So I'm finding and feeling like my work is really about to get pushed into that direction, because it's a war, ain't it? It's a war, and it's a civil war finna happen, and it's coups and hostile takeovers. And this man is doing whatever he wants in his White House. And I really need us to stop like idealizing democracy. It's not real. I need us to accept that. That's not real. Okay. There, it was never real, but it's definitely not real now. So then how are we showing up in this time to support each other? How are we making sure that we're sustainable and we know how to grow food? We know how to cook our own food. We know how to sew clothes. We know, you know, like my mama know how to sew. I don't. But if I did, I promise you I'd be taking in all these clothes that I got because they too big. Maybe I'd be in here darting and taking them in like it ain't nothing, you know, but I don't own that skill set. You know what I mean? But in community, if I was in community with somebody who does, who's a seamstress, who's a tailor, who has the gift of sewing, well, now I don't have to worry. Now I don't have to worry about going to a department store or to Amazon or Shein or wherever folks are getting clothes from these days, H&M. You heard about your girl, B. Simone. Have you heard anything about that?
I have heard about B. Simone and some of the things that she's gone viral for.
And apparently shopping at H&M is like the bottom of the barrel. And honey, I just didn't know because I like my little H&M clothes, you know.
But this is the same individual that went viral because she doesn't take daily showers. This is also the same person that went viral because of just how the dynamics between her and her best friend and the jealousy that sometimes exists and how she shows up. This, like...
I forgot you said that she didn't
take showers. Some coochie cutters to go to a conference to pray. Like, there's a lot of problematic things that occurs with some of these influencers. And
with
a
many
lot
of
these,
them.
Yeah, and it's just really sad that we've come to a point where there's people that have been looking up to them and have developed parasocial relationships. And then when it's time to hold them accountable to the things that they actually say, there's a lot of conflict that relates to that. Like, what is true and what is your opinion? What is fact? What is not? You got the receipts or nah? Like, it's not, it shouldn't be this complicated. But
yeah,
I'm very familiar with B. Simone and her antics and how
no,
she
No, I just didn't know if you heard about the latest H&M situation.
But, she couldn't go to Bloomingdale's anymore because she running out of money. And so H&M is where she has to shop because she can't spend money like how she used to because she's so busy helping other people instead of the people who's been holding down the paint for her. And,
But it makes me concerned for the next generation, you know, and that's why I really shifted a lot of the work that I'm doing to helping our 20-somethings, because these are the type of influencers that they are looking up to. These are the people, you know, that are in those spaces. And not all of our 20-somethings and our early 30-somethings, not all of them have these problematic views. Like, some of them are very level-headed. So I have been looking for those people, those young people, so that I can support them and help them really find their voice and be positive influences out here, because I'm concerned with this red pill generation. Even I was talking to my dad the other day and I heard him saying a couple things and I was like, y'all got to understand that y'all feed these algorithms and you just, you know, like now you in the echo chamber and now you hearing this stuff over and over again. And now you're thinking that, yeah, they validate what I'm saying, but you're not hearing anything else because you're just in this echo chamber. Like, it's so dangerous and it's happening to our seniors and it's also happening to our 20-something. So I know that my role in all of this is to help our 20-somethings understand who they are so they can find their own voices and get out of this matrix that people are in right now, so that we can be working together and build a community. Because I'm concerned. Like, I'm going to just keep it real. I am concerned. I've been concerned, and I'm still concerned about not just what the country is going to be like. And by the end of this year, I was about to say by the end of this year, I'm concerned about that. But I'm also very concerned about the way that the young people, our next leaders, are going to be showing up, because the education that they've gotten has been faulty. And our generation, my generation, has kind of checked out. So we haven't done the passing down and the things that need to happen. So they need help. They need help. They need help, and they need guidance, and they don't know. And the best that they can do is go to social media, because that's where people are. But if they're listening to social media influencers that are not in touch with the world, it's a dangerous cycle. So that's kind of what I've been working on and looking at and doing. I am going to have another cohort of Discover Your Destiny this fall, because I feel the necessity. You know, I really do feel it's supremely necessary for us to understand what our role is in all of this. So that's why I've been directing my attention and energy and stuff, Chad.
Yes, indeed. I'm wondering, as it relates to these young children and what they have access to and the things that they're looking at, how can we, as folks on the Heal That Shit podcast and the folks that are watching, how can we encourage the next generation when they're having all of these competing voices? Like, we are a competing voice of people that want to heal with all the different things that are going on. How do we continue to show up, knowing that the algorithm is biased against content that's affirming and uplifting, and things that are promoted and celebrated as chaos and drama? Right. And I'm just wondering from your perspective, because I feel like while I'm strapped in, I also feel like defeated a bit, like trying to go up against these algorithms, and why I've been like pushing more towards property that's not rented, a property that I can control, such as my website and my Patreon space that doesn't have so many competing forces in it. Mm-hmm. How do we reach our children nowadays? Because I feel like it's getting harder and harder. I just wonder, like, in this digital age of everything that's going on, like, what is the best strategy? Because I'm like racking my brain trying to like figure it out. And I'm just having a hard time. And that's just me just being very vulnerable about it. I don't know. Because it's so many competing voices and things that are happening, and a biased algorithm and a biased AI that is being built. We got AI influencers out here that are making more money than the actual influencers, actual people, humans now. Mm-hmm. That's wild to me.
Yeah. And it's only going to get more. I think the first thing that we have to do is get in touch with what is happening. For people in my age group and older, a lot of them are very anti-AI. And I get it. But also, becoming so staunchly anti-AI causes us to be disconnected from what's actually happening. So we have to find a way to be informed and connected so that we know how to be able to use those tools for what we want to do, as opposed to pretending that they're not happening, right? So that's the first thing, is get in touch. And also getting in touch is having conversations with them. It's strange, because I think I was just saying this to Kalanda the other day. I am increasingly understanding how out of touch I am every day. A part of that is because I live in the mountains with my own self, and I be minding my black ass business. That's a part of it. But outside of that, the language, like the way that they're relating, the hand signs, Kalanda said that this is now a heart, how you give people hearts, or even how this came up, or we, I don't even know which finger is the right finger, but
it's clock, you know, it. Clock that T.
Clock in the T, or you ate, or silent applauses, or like whatever, you know, trying to stay in tune and in touch with all of those things is important, because if we don't, now there's a communication chasm that has developed. So that's something else. I think we need to ask better questions, because we don't be asking questions and then shutting up and listening. That's the second part of that. Right. So asking them questions about things. My intern and I are going to do a series on Forever. Did you watch Forever?
No, I haven't seen it.
You've got
to. I know watch. We talked about this. I'm going to get on it.
But you sit, let me touch, because I'm about to say you probably sitting there watching.
Ooh, child, where's the petty bill? Where's that? Where?
Anyway, series like Forever, where it's a teenage love story and it's talking about like what they're experiencing and all of that, that helps us to be in touch with this generation. So then watching things like that, having conversations with them about what that looks like for them right now, you know, how do you let somebody know that you like them? Like, how do you, what's your time limit that you use to respond to a text? Like, do you be trying to act like you ain't see it because you're trying to play cool? Or like, you know, just having those conversations with them so that we can understand their world better, because our world growing up was nothing like this world that they are in. The world that they're going to be adults in, like the young people that are in school right now, the world that they're going to be adults in is going to be drastically different from the world that we were prepared from. So we really have to, we being people in our 30s and 40s, we have to abandon this concept of, I know because I done did it. We ain't done nothing in regards to the way that the world is showing up for them. We didn't have social media like that. We didn't have YouTube like that. We didn't have influencers like that. Podcast wasn't popping like that. Wasn't no red pill. Like, we did not have access to all of that information, all of those inputs, all of these different ways to be and show up. And like, we didn't have a career option of being a streamer. That wasn't something for us. You know, our parents told us, you got to go to school and get a good job. You got to do the things. And we did that. We followed all of those rules. We went to school. We got the degrees. We bought the house. We got married. We had dogs. We had kids. We had all of the things. And also, all of that shit was a lie. So it's important for us to accept that. Radical acceptance is what I call it. We have to accept that, so that we can stop trying to force an outdated world on this new generation, because that's not the world that they live in. It's not. So I think that is our responsibility of what that looks like and sounds like. We got to get off out the pulpit and off the soapboxes and actually put ourselves in positions to be able to listen and learn from them, because no, they may not have been here as long, but their experiences are still relevant. They're here in this world. They've been in this world, even though it might not have been the working world, but they're here in this world and having experiences and interactions. We cannot continue to minimize those because we don't understand. Back to what I was talking about earlier. Just because you don't understand something don't mean that it is not real and relevant and causing harm and all that kind of stuff. Just because, I forget, it might have been, I think it was Amanda Seales talking about like cyberbullying and the way that it happens with adults, like the way that she, as a full-grown adult, has been bullied on the internet. And I know you was talking about that too, and I think you talked about it in your Power Walk video of like the things that have been done to you and the types of pages that have been made and all that kind of stuff. Just because you don't understand how someone attacking you on the internet can cause harm does not mean that it's not a problem, and it doesn't mean that it's not valid just because you don't understand it. It is valid, and people are checking out of here every day because of it. children who don't have fully developed frontal lobes are checking out of here every day because of it. Like, we got to get in touch. It's for us to do the work and really understand what is happening. And a big part of that is positioning ourselves to listen and learn. And we don't be trying to do that. So get it together. That's my full sense.
Yes, indeed.
Clock it.
Yeah. We at Heal That Shit is committed to helping our future generations and also the generations that we're in to heal, because it's a lot that's going on out here. So I definitely appreciate this time and this opportunity to connect with you. And also, you know, you got to check us live and be a part of the Inner Circle and the Digital Guardians and Equalizers, because there's a whole bunch of tea that was spilled that is not for public consumption, sure, that won't be shared for public consumption, but you get access when you're on the live. So the edits are going to be great going through this for the folks that are watching the premiere. Hey. But yeah, tell the people where they can find you.
So holler at me at KimberlynJackson.com. That's probably the easiest place to find everything and all the things that are linked. If you are wanting to know more about yourself, your spiritual gifts, have a deeper relationship with God, holler at me at DYD25.com to learn more about Discover Your Destiny. If you are looking to leave the U.S. and you like, girl, okay, girl, I don't want to get stuck, finding peace abroad, holler at your girl. We're doing information sessions every 2 weeks. I also made a special session of talking about the asylum process. So I'm going to upload that and give you all information if you're interested in that situation. Minding My Black Ass Business on all platforms, Minding My Black Ass Business on YouTube. Come holler at me over at The Frolicking Truth. I'm actually going to be recording that a little later. And yeah, I think that's all the ways that the people can find me. Kimberlyn J on Instagram, Minding My Black Ass Business, all the places, KimberlynJackson.com. Tell the people the things.
Yes, indeed. Okay. You can find me in the Bear Cave, and you can find me on my website at www.biancagoolsby.com. On my website, you can find links to my different ventures and the different things that I got going on. And I'm really excited that my ebook is coming out on July the 1st. I appreciate those that have supported my Village Audit ebook and continuing to support that. I thank you. And even if you want a free ebook of how to write a love letter to yourself, all of that is available at biancagoolsby.com. Be a part of the Digital Guardians and Equalizers. Be a part of the Inner Circle. Be a part of the different things that we're creating. And shortly, we're going to be having our strategy meets purpose sessions, and I'm really, really excited to have that launched, where we can help people with their passions and their visions and having it to see light and fruition. Because we've been out here in these streets building things and creating things, and even the creation of this podcast is definitely a story that we will continue to uplift, of just turning the mics on, using your voice and speaking your truth and showing up unapologetically. So, yeah, you have any final words?
Nope, that's it. We'll see y'all. If you've been watching this in the premiere, hopefully you've been in the live chat, but did you like the video? Huh? Did you like it? Did you comment? Have you shared? Have you done the things? That is the assignment anytime you come up over here. Okay, matter of fact, when you get in here, and I should have said this at the top, when you just go ahead and like it. Just like, you ain't even heard us say nothing yet. Just like it. Hey, I'm here. That's your attendance button. You just check in and be like, here,
yes, indeed,
reporting for duty. You know, I like the video. That's how we gonna know that you was watching, you know? But yeah, give us some comments, talk to us, just because we might not be present. If you're catching this on the replay, we might not be present in the comments right now, but we will be there as soon as you leave a comment. So be intentional about leaving your comments. Let us know what resonated with you. And if there is anything that you want us to talk about, please do, or any questions that you have that you want us to expound on, please do share those things with us as well. Otherwise, we'll be seeing y'all in the Patreons and such.
Yes, indeed. Until next time, bye.
Bye, y'all.